It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. First up, the ever-present technical issues with Classic 102.1.
I just wanted to express as a listener my great appreciation for all of your hard work during this very difficult time. I know you've had with the audio problems at your station, and I, as a faithful listener, have kept my radio tuned waiting for you to come back, and it definitely came in this afternoon, and the music's wonderful, and again, you're very much appreciated. So you do have very faithful listeners out there.
After getting Classic 102.1 back on the air, later that same day, we heard from listener Carl.
I haven't heard anything going to Corbin all day today. I live in London.
Thankfully, we were able to deal with that one quickly once we found out about the problem with 88.5 WEKF. Marty from Frankfurt emailed us last Monday on a couple of recent local news stories. I've heard the SOAR initiative referred to. The newsreader spelled out the words making up that acronym as Saving Our Appalachian Region. The correct name is Shaping Our Appalachian Region. This difference between saving and shaping is huge. The term saving carries with it a century of cultural baggage and condescension, as if Eastern Kentuckians need saving. Well, Marty followed up later in the week saying, every day since writing, I've heard some story on SOAR and have noticed that you all correctly announced the program's full name. Way to go. Well, we're glad to hear from you. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu, post on Facebook, send a tweet, or call 859-622-1657. That phone number again, 859-622-1657. The email, weku@eku.edu. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.